So it becomes gradually a bit more humid over the weekend, but dry through Easter Sunday and Monday too. In the morning tomorrow, 40s to near 50 in the afternoon, middle to upper 70s, sunshine, partly cloudy Saturday, upper 70s to 80, 80-ish to low 80s under a partly sunny Sunday and Monday of next week. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Twin Fest, Louisiana. Arts and crafts, food, games, and activities with music, a Twins two-step second line with a brass band, contests. In the kids' zones, we'll have Twin Trivia, a petting zoo, horseback rides, train rides, story time, and baby gators. Saturday, April 6th, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. downtown Houma. To get more details, click eftwins.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
This is Dave, and you just heard, call Huck and Dave. Well, sorry, the phones are out.
Yes. Are the phones out? Yes, the phones are out. They've been out all week, so we're having issues with Cox at the studio, but you are welcome to listen in today.
And you can always... Email Martha?
Yeah, email me, huck@wgso.com. I'll be watching that. And then we'll have the live stream up in a minute. Hopefully that'll be working.
Yeah.
But I have some very sad news. A very dear friend of mine passed away on March 17th, and I really wasn't ready to talk about it last week. Mm. He's been a mentor of mine for almost 20 years, and he is critical in my life. He wrote a study called the Exponential, it's an exponential Bible study that I've studied under him for probably about 12 years now. And so it's Dr. Robert Little, went to be with the Lord. And it was very unexpected. But, you know, I find myself kind of like going through those grieving stages, very, very brokenhearted over it. Especially because he was like my biggest cheerleader. He's somebody who truly believed in me. He was my encourager and an exhorter and a dear, dear friend of mine. He went to Guatemala with me on mm-hmm. two different occasions. We went to Guatemala in 2019 and again in 2023. He was on the board of Cara Nina, and he... was a part of the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans. He's a great physician, loved by many, a Bible teacher, and just it goes on and on and on how important he was to me. He also contributed to this radio station, to our program, many times. Mm-hmm. Over the last 4 years, he was a big contributor to Liberty or Lockdown. And I just miss him dearly. I mean, dearly. He was like a grandfather to my son, Dawson. He did Bible studies for the teenage boys and even the children. And he was just an incredible man, a remarkable man of God. And he will be missed dearly.
So, amen.
Yeah. All right. So I just wanted to give that tribute to my dear friend, Dr. Robert Little. I miss you and I love you. And I thank you for everything that you have done for me and my family and how you poured into my life. And it will not be in vain. We are going to carry the torch and continue on the great calling. So we have a lot of news, a lot of things going on this past week regarding Trump. And
yeah, one of the main things we're going to put off for a few minutes about the Baltimore Bridge
incident.
We're going to have Jack Clegg, who you may know from his 7 p.m. program. Mm-hmm. Jack happens to be a lawyer who has a lot of expertise in maritime affairs, so Jack's going to be with us in a little bit. Okay, and this is some disheartening news. Well, some encouraging, some disheartening. There was a primary last Saturday, and Trump did as expected, and Biden did as expected. Trump got about 90% of the Republican votes, and Biden got about 86% of the Democrat votes. Okay. But something I heard that I think is kind of funny, there's a guy in Texas. You know, you can legally change your name to just about anything as long as it's not obscene. What do you think this guy changed his name to?
I don't know.
Someone else. And he is trying to get on the presidential ballot.
As someone else?
As someone else. So you should see Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and someone else. I don't know what the requirements are to get on the actual ballot, so I doubt if he'll be able to get that many. But it's kind of clever.
Is that for real?
Yes, it actually is.
Oh, my goodness.
So, well, unfortunately, our other endorsements didn't make it. Our friend was the judge.
Jerry Smith.
Yeah, Jerry Smith didn't make it.
There's going to be a runoff. I think it's the 29th or the 27th.
It's going to be between Jackie Maloney and Lindsay Valenti.
On what day? The 27th?
The 29th.
We'll look that up.
But he didn't make it into the runoff.
Yeah, so you really need to go out and vote for Lindsay Valenti. We got to get Jackie Maloney out of there. We cannot allow her to be governing, making judgments over children in family court, because she certainly doesn't know how to do that as an attorney.
It's very disappointing to see how few people care enough to actually show up and cast a vote. I pointed this out last week. I was subbing in a social studies class the day before the election, and I pointed out to the kids, when LaToya Cantrell was up for re-election, she got reelected. You know what her percentage of votes was? 18%.
Mm-hmm.
18% for, 10% against. 72% wouldn't even get up off their rear ends and go to show up and vote.
And that was important.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, that's what happened. The voter turnout was very, very low last Saturday. You can go to the Secretary of State website, sos.la.gov. And you can see, and it's very disappointed to see how few people voted.
Well, there is a group of people that were candidates, myself included. I was candidate number 113, and we gave them a good run for their money. But it seems like you have to be a politician, a named politician, in order to win an RPEC seat, which I had mentioned last week. How I don't think that that's fair or right or appropriate. And the reason being is that it should be, you know, mothers and fathers, school teachers, firemen, sanitary workers, you know.
How could we go about
our neighbors?
How could we go about getting that changed? You're going to have to persuade the Republican elite to make themselves ineligible to run.
Right. Well, it's a racket, because what happens is the big special interest donors want their candidates in.
Yeah.
So the politicians, you know, receive the donations, vote for the special interest donors' candidates. So they endorse those candidates.
Yeah.
And they won't get that same level of being able to manipulate things if it's someone like myself in there.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I ran twice, both in 2020 and again in 2024. And I think they're seeing me. They recognize it. They're seeing that I'm in there trying to, you know, do something about it. There's an interesting thing going on. There was a ballot that went out. Not a ballot. I'm sorry. A mail out that went out to thousands and thousands of residents. But there was no company that acknowledged that they sent it out, right? You couldn't tell who mailed the mailer.
Huh.
There was no address, no return, nothing. You don't know who did it. And on the top of the ticket, it's a ticket. It's not a ballot. It says official ballot.
From whom? We don't know.
Well, I'm not accusing this person of doing it, but we will be looking into it because there is some, discrepancies here, and we're gonna file some ethic complaints against some people and see where we can go to with this and dig deeper, because we do feel that there was some election rigging and with okay. that going on.
Sounds awful suspicious.
It is. It actually really is. So we're going to get to the bottom of it. And there are many people who are interested in digging in. All right. Well, we're going to go on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right. If everybody's wrong, young people speak in their mind.
What, what? Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Hello, this is Jack Clay. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo. I'm inviting you to join me every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo, heard only on WGSO 990 AM or WGSO.com.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
I'm pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tired of placing multiple calls to multiple vendors and getting the runaround? Turn to one resource who can get it done. Sir Speedy. We provide a wide spectrum of print, signs, and marketing services, all backed by more than five decades of experience. So when you need that new brochure, direct marketing campaign, or signage to promote your brand, give us a call at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Everything you need, one resource, Sir Speedy.
We're not going to take it anymore, Dave, Jack. It's finished. I'm done.
I don't know. I might take a little more.
You going to take more?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, I can't take it anymore.
Not me. I'm not taking any more either.
I'm done. I'm finished.
So that lovely voice that just chimed in is?
Our dearest friend, Jack Clegg, 35 years in maritime. I would consider you an expert.
So, maritime what?
Well?
You are a what?
Maritime lawyer.
Lawyer, okay.
So, you got good news, maritime, bad news, lawyer.
So, what are we talking about? A couple nights ago, what happened in Baltimore?
Yes. It wasn't the fight that broke out in Joey's bar that was so important.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
But it was the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which, by the way, I heard today that certain people were saying, well, it needed to be destroyed because it was a racist bridge.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Sure. Oh, my gosh. I can't handle it anymore.
I'm sure it's Trump's fault.
And Trump, yes.
Absolutely.
In his first life, he was Francis Scott Key, and now he's come back as Donald Trump.
Wow, there's a lot going on right now, so we'll just take it apart.
The reason I'm here is we were talking before we prepare in a little conference room here. We drink coffee and mint tea.
Yes.
And enjoy our convivial conversations. And Ron gets tea too, right, Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He just sounded like Beavis and Butthead.
And he did, didn't he?
He did.
I'm not going there with Jack or Martha. I'm just doing my job. Thank you, guys.
All right. And we were talking about, and this had happened to me several times with friends after this incident. And they said, well, it's no big deal. That vessel, that owner has lots of insurance. There's plenty of money to go around. And so what I told Martha, and what in my practice as a blue water maritime lawyer, as opposed to brown water, where they do tug barges and offshore stuff. Blue water deals with the international trade, the international maritime trade. In 1851, Congress passed a law called the Limitation of Liability Act. Okay, so what? This is a big so what. It's a big so what in this bridge case. Because under the Limitation of Liability Act, the owners of that vessel can limit their liability to the post-loss value of that vessel.
Okay, in case anybody out there is living under a rock, tell them what happened with the bridge and the ship and so forth and the cars.
Well, yeah, at about 1:30 in the morning in the harbor of Baltimore, there is a bridge that was built in 1976. The NTSB declared last night that the way in which it was engineered and built is really questionable because it didn't have any redundant systems. This vessel left the port, which was within eyesight. From the port that it left, from the berth it left, you could see the bridge. Okay. It took about 14 minutes because when they left, they were under towboat assistance because they had to make a big port turn and then head toward the part of the bridge that you go under to get to sea. Okay. Apparently, during that short voyage, and as I'm hearing, it's about 3 minutes before they reached the bridge, they had a power outage, and a severe power outage. And many people in the last few days, you've been watching the video, you see the lights are on, and the lights go off. Then you see a big black plume of smoke coming from the funnels of the vessel. What that was, and I know people in Baltimore that are actually involved in this, what this was, they had black start engines, which they started, but typically black start engines take a little while to work. There's also a report that the pilot on board, just like here in the Mississippi River, in that body of water, Maryland licenses pilots who are familiar with the waterway, the currents, all the geographic features and so forth, that's mandatory that they're on vessels that are entering and departing the port. Just like here in Louisiana on the Mississippi River, our pilots, they're mandatory. They have to be on board. They're paid very handsomely. This is a very, very expert group of mariners. Okay. The story is, and this is one of the stories, I wasn't there, I'm hearing it reported, was that the anchor was dropped when, after starting the black start engines, they weren't getting any power to the ship. Okay. And the ship hit the bridge, and this goes into what I said earlier, the NTSB was questioning the design and construction of the bridge. Rather than knocking down one segment of the bridge, the entire thing went down.
Yeah.
Right.
And people have said they watched the videos. There were, you can see the lights of automobiles because it was 1:30 in the morning, and you see the lights, and then you don't see them anymore when the bridge went down. So reportedly, there were a number of cars that went into the water. There was also construction being done on the bridge, and several Mexican citizens and I think Honduran citizens were among the six that disappeared. Two have been found, four have not. They were working on the area that got hit by the bridge. So the owners of that bridge face liability claims, lawsuits. And what I brought up was this Limitation of Liability Act, which applies to vessels in U.S. waters. They don't have to be American-owned. This vessel, the Dolly, I learned about
it. You said the owners of the bridge.
Oh, I meant the vessel. I meant the vessel.
Okay,
I misspoke. Thank you. There are two vessels that were bought from Hyundai in 2015, and they both were Panamax. They're called Neo Panamax, meaning they're big enough, but not too big that they can't go through the Panama Canal. They're called Panamax. They can go through. Okay. So the Dolly and the Cezanne, sister ships, named after the two painters, Salvador Dali and Cezanne. Anyway, the Limitation Liability Act allows the owners to limit their liability for this whole thing, including the personal injuries and deaths, construction costs, everything, to the post-incident value of the vessel and the pending freights. What are pending freights? That means the amount of money the owner was going to be paid for carrying the cargo to destination. Okay. Now, what are the liabilities? Well, we said there's the ship, the repair of the bridge. There is any personal loss of life or injury, loss of the vehicles, whatever that is. There's also pollution. The NTSB reported last night that they had 54 containers that carried toxic chemicals.
Oh, boy.
Hazardous materials.
Did they spill into the water?
They said they saw a sheen on the water. So today's inspection of the area, who was invited by the NTSB? And this tells you a little bit. One, the Maryland Port Pilots Association was invited. Because there was a Maryland port pilot, a mandatory pilot on board, and she, as a woman, made a number of decisions. And they have to look at the equipment, see if her decisions could properly be taken out during that. So you got to take a break.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, them, the owner's representatives, the representatives of the Maryland Department of Transportation, a number of experts in gauges, gears, equipment, and so forth that the NTSB has on staff, and they're covering that ship.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Keep that thought, okay. Jack. We appreciate you. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Patriots, my name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products, products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. The Louisiana House approves legislation that would repeal the rule that prohibits homeowners insurance companies from dropping a policyholder after 3 years. Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple's package of bills seek to bring more insurers into the state that he says will lead to more competition and lower rates. Plainville Representative Mike Johnson.
The commissioner has talked to insurance companies that aren't here and aren't coming here unless we won't even consider it unless we eliminate this rule. Is that right?
That's right.
Christine Perkins has starred at Lidl's Dirty Paws in Repeats Parish in memory of her daughter, Leland, who tragically died in 2022 trying to save a dog. Perkins says the rescue helped dogs find new homes, but admits operating a rescue is tough.
They're loving dogs. They are fully vetted. They just need a chance. Right now, they've been with us for 2 years. It's kind of like I'm at the point to make a choice, and I don't want to make that choice.
You can find a link to the rescue at LouisianaRadioNetwork.com. LRN.
This is your Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Dr. Mike Strain, spotlighting the incredible edible egg just in time for Easter. Not only are eggs essential for Easter egg hunts across Louisiana, they also take your menu to the next level. From deviled eggs to decorating eggs, a staggering 180 million eggs are purchased for Easter celebrations every year. For delicious egg recipes, visit LAEggs.com. This message is brought to you by the Louisiana Egg Commission and the certified Louisiana Farm to Table Program.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at Louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you, 24/7.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today. and raise some sand.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So we're talking about the Baltimore Bridge accident, and we have our expert guest in the studio with us, who's a maritime attorney for many years.
How do you like that? It's like the girl next door who turns into Miss America. Wow, Jack, our fellow host, happens to be a maritime lawyer.
Yes.
Not Miss America.
But
not Miss America.
Don't put a skirt on.
I haven't transitioned yet, fellas.
Okay.
Miss America fits you quite nicely.
Okay, Jack, yes. I have a couple questions for you.
Number one,
you've said NTSB a bunch of times. I know what it is, but a lot of people might not.
Okay.
What is that?
The National Transportation Safety Bureau. And what they do, the people have heard the name for aviation accidents when planes crash. The NTSB gets deeply involved, and they have experts in all sorts of aspects of aviation and maritime incidents. Now, in addition to that, the NTSB is going to probably take the premier role here. However, there are going to be separate investigations conducted by the Coast Guard, which has the jurisdiction to control vessels. Also, each foreign flag vessel that comes to the United States is in what's called a classification society. These are private entities which have surveyors in various ports. And the class surveyor comes out to the ship to check its equipment and so forth. And there's a whole schedule. You don't look at every piece of equipment on every port of call, but as you go into a port of call, you might be ready for this inspection, the hatch covers or the anchors or whatever. So they're going to be all over this as well. Maryland state authorities may be all over this as well. So this is going to be turned upside down. And one thing I want to mention that I saw online and also spoke to some people that are involved in the investigation. In June of 2023, the vessel, the Dali, D-A-L-I, was down in Chile, at a port in Chile, and the port authorities detected, they came and did a normal investigation, and they detected deficiencies and wrote it up in the gauges of the main engine and gears. Now, the ship was allowed to sail from Chile, sail to the United States, where those were repaired and the ship was again inspected and passed. So, why is that relevant? Well, as I mentioned before, there's a Limitation of Liability Act. How does the owner get to limit the liability for all the damage that ship may have done to simply the value of the vessel and its pending freights? They have to prove, and the burden of proof is on the owner, that the owners did not have personal knowledge of the action of neglect or the condition of unseaworthiness which may have caused this event. So, how it works in layman's terms is the owner will likely file a petition for limitation of liability in the Maryland federal court, okay? And the judge will have jurisdiction. Not going to be a jury trial, going to be a judge trial, okay? The first issue is going to be, what's the value of the vessel? There's usually quite a fight about that. The owners are trying to make it a low value, obviously. And the vessel looks like it suffered some damage in the bow and everything, but it'll be able to sail. So what they will do is fight over the security that is posted, just like the Trump security issue for his appeal.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to come up with a number, and usually the insurers of the vessel will put that number in place. Now, to stop any arguments, they will fight over the value of the vessel at that point, and they'll put up security in that amount. And what's usually done, it's not a cash bond. It's a letter of undertaking by one of the six P&I insurers, protection and indemnity insurers, that probably one of those six is insuring this vessel for third-party liability. Okay, so they'll put up that bond, and then there will be what's called a concursus, where notice will be given, anybody who has a claim against this ship and what it did has to come forward. And it'll give a period of time, 6 months sometimes.
That's all the people, that the families of the people that perished?
And the owners of the bridge, the state of Maryland, or
you mean the owners of the ship?
No, the owners of the bridge. The bridge is going to was suffered the damage.
Well, the owners of the bridge
is the state of Maryland.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. The state
okay.
of Maryland.
Okay.
Right. So the state of Maryland or the county or whoever actually has the liability to repair it, that entity, let's say the state of Maryland, will come forward. And anybody else with losses. But we don't know. Are there other vessels involved? Probably not. I didn't see that. But now we have a sheen on the water. Remember I said last night the NTSB reported a sheen. Well, you going to bet everybody with a small boat is going to say, my boat is covered with a sheen. I suffer damages. Americans do that.
Yeah,
we have a habit of doing
Sue
that.
Happy.
Yeah, well, and that's why State Farm is pulling insurance out of California, threatening to do it in Louisiana. Insurers know that people sometimes make claims that are a little bit inflated. So the court will decide the value. They'll make security. The owners will have to post security, and the vessel will sail away. And when I'm saying it doesn't look like there's much damage, I couldn't tell from the videos whether there was or there wasn't. There could be some structural damage. It may be.
I have a question. So do you think the taxpayers should pay for that or the insurance company of the ship?
Well, let's see what happens.
Because isn't Biden saying that he's going to propose that the legislators pass some type of...
Well, it'll probably be paid for. It's probably paid for already in that multi-trillion dollar Inflation Act, which is going to rebuild our infrastructure. Okay. Remember, the NTSB said last night, if I'm the lawyer for the ship, I'm going to be pounding on this. The NTSB said the bridge itself did not have any redundant features in it, meaning that if you hit one pylon that was supporting the bridge, the entire bridge went, not just a small section. The owners of the ship are going to be saying, we're not going to pay for the whole thing. It shouldn't have all failed. Maybe a portion of it failed, but not the entire bridge. So now you're asking us to pay for the whole bridge. That's going to be a separate fight on the damage area. And Maryland or whomever owns that bridge and is making the claim is going to have to say and have to explain how their rickety bridge, the entire thing failed when only a small portion should have. So that's going to be an issue in the case.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's actually a good place to... I want to play a video.
You can play a video. It's your show. You can.
I want to play a video.
Go ahead.
We're going to take a little turn.
Okay.
So let's. I know we're probably going to go on a quick break. How much?
That's what I wanted to ask. Uh-huh. You want to wait till the?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
When we get back, we'll play a video.
Well, keep.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah.
So Jack,
go ahead.
Are our bridges around here like the Mississippi River Bridge as rickety as that one?
Our bridges, I want to say the Corps of Engineers has done a good job in Louisiana. We have so much more traffic than that Baltimore area, okay? And it's so many more billions of dollars worth of commerce. Our bridges have, you saw the, if you saw the video of the collision, I mean, as soon as that vessel touched the structure, it fell.
It crumbled.
Right. Our bridges, and if you look, have each of the and they're not called pylons, hell, they're 60 feet high, super support. They have around them an island of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And this protects them. And they also have some redundant engineering features in them. I had a case in the 90s, the Novogrudok, which was a Russian ship, it caught on fire. And they thought it was, as it was going downriver, they thought it would hit the bridge. And the only problem was it did. It bounced off of one of those things. Didn't cause any damage to the Mississippi River Bridge.
All right. When we get back, we're going to play a video from Laura Logan, which is, you know, she's a journalist, a war journalist. Not Lara. Lara Logan.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll recognize her voice okay. when we get back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on a farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says U.S.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So I have this clipping from Lara Logan, and she's sounding the alarm. The very next day, or actually that day, she went on, on air saying that the Baltimore Bridge collapse was we're in an undeclared war, and intelligence agencies are telling Lara Logan that this was an act of cyber terrorism. So I want to play that video, and let's just take a look at that, okay? This is the war room, and the interview was with Lara Logan.
I don't know how they steered it at 8 knots right into the foundational element of the bridge. They could have dropped anchor. They should have had backup systems. You say there may be something. Here's the other thing that's concerned me. Why they run to the mic, had McCabe on this morning on at sunrise on CNN saying it's not terrorism, it's not terrorism, it's not terrorism. It might not be terrorism. But why do you come to the mic right away? These are the type, we need facts. We need empirical evidence. We need an investigation. What is your investigation telling you?
Well, I have a better question for you, Steve. Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? And I know they are, because I didn't make this up. These are not my words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally, from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other, this is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. This, the I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard, is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America. The only other one is in the western side in California. That's the only one that's busier. And what you have done is you now have shut it down. And when I talk about hazardous materials, what are we talking about here? This is refined fuels, right? This is propane gas. This is diesel. This is fuel. This is flammable materials. This is oversized loads, nitrogen, chemicals. Everything that you need for your economy to move has literally just been shut down for 4 to 5 years. And how did they do it? They knew that they had to target one of two main anchor points on that bridge. There are two load-bearing pylons that any structural engineer can identify that are on the end of each side of the bridge. These are the ones that are thicker and stronger than anything else on that bridge. And when you hit one of those pylons, when you take that out, the reason you see so much of that bridge collapse instantly is you just bought 50% of the span of that bridge coming crumbling down. And what you don't see beneath the surface of the water, Steve, is absolutely catastrophic. It is a structural nightmare and a logistical nightmare, because you have the entire bottom part, the concrete part of that bridge, and you don't know the extent of the structural damage to that. And you won't know it until you pull all of that infrastructure out of there and you get to look at it. And so you're talking 3 to 5 years at best. And what you're talking about here is probably building a new bridge. So what you have effectively done now, you've shut down the I-95 corridor that's above ground. So now you're going to have to go north to New York. You're going to have to go south to North Carolina. And your trucks, your hazardous materials are going to have to go around Baltimore now. They're not going to be able to go through it. And what else did you do? You shut down the sea corridor, the shipping corridor, because now the port is shut down, right? And so all those tankers that are out at sea that have hazardous materials on them, those are going to have to all be rerouted. And why can you not move hazardous materials through the tunnel? Why is this such a big deal? Because they created that bridge because hazardous materials, for example, oversized loads, they don't fit in the tunnel system. Yep. And there's other loads that are so dangerous that they require a permit. It takes time to get a permit. It costs money to get a permit. It requires an escort, right? You've seen it on the highways sometimes. You've seen when you have these massive oversized loads and they've got escorts all around them, these huge convoys. Well, what do you do on one of the busiest corridors in the United States? You don't shut it down in the day so this can happen. That means you can only move this stuff at night, which automatically impacts the amount of traffic that you can use. The tunnel is going to be overloaded. This is what you call death by a thousand cuts. It is an absolutely catastrophic attack on critical infrastructure, and you cannot see it because a cyber attack is unseen, just like the attack on 2020 on the voting machines that you cannot see.
Okay, I want to go. You just had this big thing with the FBI talking about the Chinese Communist Party's cyber hacking unit that they've been monitoring for 10 years, and now they're saying it's out of control. Are your sources telling you that they feel that there's enough information out there that it is a cyber attack, and is it a state actor or non-state actors?
100%, yes. They are saying that this is a cyber attack. You didn't have a terrorist group board the ship and commandeer it and take it over. You had somebody hack into the systems on board the ship, the GPS system, and reroute that ship. They did it in the middle of the night because they didn't want the crew to be awake. They didn't want everybody to be on full high alert. They wanted everybody to be asleep and you trying to wake people up and rouse people. Because when I spoke to one individual let's just say he worked in Baltimore for many, many years and was there when that bridge was opened. He knew when he looked at the security camera video of the harbor, the long version, the 7 minutes, he knew from the start of that video when he looked at that ship that it was not in the channel. You need to be in the channel to make that turn, to have any chance of making that turn. So now you're traveling. That is a river that flows pretty quickly, Steve, even under normal circumstances. Right. And at a certain point, you're committed. That ship is heavy. The load is heavy. The water flowing at a certain speed. You've got very little room to maneuver. So at a certain point, there was absolutely nothing that they could do to stop that ship from the course that it was on because they were not in control of it. And they had all of these other factors coming into play. So when terrorism and counterterrorism experts look at this, when people who know critical infrastructure, there's a number of different people that I've spoken to, cyber people, when they look at it, they know exactly what they're looking at. So it's extraordinary that anybody could come
out now. So we don't have much time, and maybe a minute. What do you think? It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
I'm trying to understand.
And her intelligence were, yeah, go ahead.
About cyber attack. That would tell me some kind of computer or technological stuff. That's not how ships operate.
No.
That's not how they operate. They're pretty clunky. They're pretty old school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're not like airplanes where for instance, yesterday I heard they found the black box. There's no black box.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that are recorded. There's certain things that the course, the speed, the consumption.
They don't
fuel.
Have internet?
No. If they have, you know what they have? Just like your car.
Acebook.
They're picking it up from an antenna. They're picking it up from an antenna. They don't have their own. They're very, very.
She's a war journalist, by the way.
Well,
very influential, very.
Well, I'm just trying to understand the first thing about cyber attack. The second thing about being out of the channel.
Yeah,
this was a loaded vessel. It drew 49 feet. I don't know how deep the channel is, but it was out of the channel. Why didn't it ground?
Well, you know, when I was looking at it, it seemed like it didn't actually make the center. And I think that's what she's talking about, the center. Well, it was over to the left, you know, going towards the piling more than it made the channel, the center.
And she assumes they didn't drop the anchor. I have heard the anchor was dropped.
Right.
Yeah, we need to talk about this again next week.
Yeah.
And if the anchor is at the front of the ship and you drop it, then the rear of the ship is going to swivel around.
That's exactly right. So there's a lot to be spoken about this, and we'll just keep everyone posted. Thank you, Jack. We appreciate you. Liberty or Lockdown loves you.
All right, thank
we'll
you.
We'll be back next Thursday. The Lord bless you. Thank you. The USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York.